holding a couple of days before Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah's eser. Dirshu is Hashem b'imotzoi, k'ruhu b'yisakoroi, in yomim shel ben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim. It's a mitzvah's eser, lo shuv b'tshuva. Mitzvah's eser. Aber chiyuv lo shuv b'tshuva. Mitzvah's eser. חוץ ממצוות עשה, אבל מצוות עשה לא של בתשובה זה חיוב, זה חיוב תקיב שבס, זה חיוב תקיב תשובה, זה אז ימי הכיפורים, that all of us want to do תשובה, אז ימי הכיפורים, that all of us want to change, all of us want to be better people, we try, we want. What is tshuva? Kach kibalti mirabo Yisrael Yitzchakel would say that the ikar tshuva a person has to do is kabbalas. Everyone knows tshuva is kabbalas. I want to be masbir how kabbalas work. What is the avoida of kabbalas? Practical, the maisadik. How a person has to do tshuva. We'll get a little bit to be masbir. What is Kabbalah? The Moshe. Person says, yeah, last year I didn't have a minyan. Shachris, Mincha, Mayri, one of them, all of them. Next year, we got the Shach. Yeah, the person really is doing it for 10 years. He's Mekabel Kabbalah, and 3 days after it stops. How a person makes his Kabbalah? The cash. How does it make that this Kabbalah become practical in the Maisa? Lama Zalim Maratna of Kabbalah to Daven Beminion. The person feels Davening Beminion by him is very weak. The Kabbalah to Daven Beminion. It's not the Maisa. He knows. He tried already for years to make Kabbalah. Nothing happened. So what he does? He chooses the Moshe one tefillah. Some people shachris is not a good Kabbalah for them. Why? They know that even before Sukkot is ready, they will daven again in the room. And like daven b'yichidah sometimes. The Yitzhahorah in the morning is a very strong Yitzhahorah. The blanket, they can't manage to fight the pillow. Oskim and Tal, you know, there's a kind of chemistry in between them and the pillow. So it's very hard to cut it. Every day they try. Mincha, they forget the daven anyways, yeah? Ma'ariv is not so bad. Why? Because Ma'ariv, even if they forget, they can go to Shtiblach. Shtiblach on Alam and Yonim is a chemoisha. So, Ma'ariv, you could daven. But what a kabbal, is mekabel to daven Ma'ariv b'minya. But what means Ma'ariv b'minya? Ma'ariv b'minya means that he's mekabel. That Lama Zogan, he forgets to daven Ma'ariv, even if he's in pajamas, he leaves the dira and he goes to daven. He travels a half an hour by car to get a minyan. He doesn't go nowhere to vacation if there's no minyan Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, he's not missing. I said, well, it's not the time now to go into stories, so I don't want to go over the story. But I had once a Talmud, I forced him to make Kabbalah to daven Ma'ariv. And I'm not going now to the story, what happened with him. Ma'ariv, he told me once that he had to go to a show, a business, somewhere like in the end of the world, like, you know, after Singapore, like miles after, in the end of the world and a bit later. The kids are, he made all the business arrangements. Mamash is about to fly, he remembers that he had a Kabbalah, Ma'ariv, this year, Ma'ariv. Kitzur, he looks up on the internet and he finds out that they have a base Chabad. He calls the guy, Yesh Ma'ariv, the guy tells him Yom Kippur. He says, no, I need Ma'ariv 2 more days I'm arriving. He says, Yom Kippur we have him. He tells him $1,000 I have Ma'ariv. He says, you'll have. So he tells him, okay, he wires him $1,000. He comes that day that he arrives to the town, signs all over there's a Jewish party by night in the Jewish center. He calls the guy, where's my minion? He said, when you come, don't worry, you'll have a minion. The guy arrives, the guy claps, okay, now we have a Meir in the middle of the party. And you know, he had 40 people for the Meir, and he got a Meir. So on the way back in that flight, and I thought, you know, if I'm forcing him to make covenant without a Meir of a minion, I also have to make covenant. So I said, well, I can't miss Meir, because I'm going on the plane. So I think afternoon flight. So from America, after a couple of hours, becomes night already, on the way back. Kids, I said, you know, I was so tired. I remember, I have to hold myself. I was reading a Sefer Nafshach. The kids, I have to daven Meir, and like I'm reading it, and like, you know, I fall asleep. I wake up and I see everyone's coming back from Meir. I missed it. Everyone, I was like reading. I picked up my head. Everyone is walking back. Kids, I get up, I run around and try to get people. You know, I try to see people that didn't daven yet. I find all these people, you know, they have like things on the ears and they're looking at like people running in the chair in front of them. And like, I ask them, you know, maybe you didn't daven Meir. And one tells me, you know, the Moshe says not to daven on the plane. Also says, you know, he's daven later, he daven before, he davens tomorrow. And all that type of people, you know, they have different answers. He does have a good smoky. The kids are nice, but I have to daven Meir, you know, Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. So I have with me a lot of cash. So I took out, I had bills of 20s. I took out like a whole bunch. And I went around the plane. If you come to my room, you could take. And I could walk back and forth, I went to the aisle. I got 40 people to my meeting. I thought no one took, only one person took two. Yeah? That person I have a whole story with. No one else, five people. The guy said, listen, if it's like a shuv lecha, yesh me mizvada kippah, the guy put. I got 40 people. A Kabbalah means till the end. Till the end. That's not a Kabbalah. A person that's, what happens? Why am I saying such a Kabbalah? A person that becomes such a Kabbalah. Because Meshuggah for Ma'arif. He will miss Seder, he will miss his brother's wedding. Ma'arif is not missing. And this is the thing that he could handle. This will fix the Tefillah B'Tzibur way. So he finds a way how to fix the Tefillah B'Tzibur. But I'll ask about more. I'm speaking for some of the lower zach. A marshal is a bacher, has a bad habit. I don't know if you know that. It's like more bacher, but a bad bacher. He reads books. Leyalei, as a shrek lecha bacher, I don't know, I hope you never met him. Man, bad boys in yeshiva read books. Leyalei, the guy is zacht. But now the boy knows it's a terrible zach. So what he does? So in 10 years he promised himself he will not read any more books. After reading Yom Kippur, he tries to think, where's the library, yeah? Supposed to do. So if he's Mekabah this year, he will also not read. At least it's a Mishra Maisa. So he's Mekabah, Lom HaZog, that during the week he doesn't read. Friday Shabbos he could read. I'm not going out, be aloha, if you're allowed to read Friday Shabbos. But if Mekabah the first 5 days, yes he could. But he doesn't touch a book. He doesn't touch a book during the week. Not even talk, doesn't even bow. Moshe Sambach is a higher level. During this man, he doesn't read. This man. Because he knows if he's becoming not to read. Or a very low bacher, one a week. Chas v'shalom is also gomor, I'm not. But the chokhmah is, chutz from doing tshuva, to be practical in the Kabbalah. Now, I want to go a little bit weiter. A bacher l'moshel feels that Birkas HaMazon is not davening k'mo shetzorich. I see, I don't know, there's a minig in the Olam. I say that if you bench privately, you don't need a bencher. If they ask you to be moitzi the Olam, you ask for a bencher. I would say punkt vakel. When you moitzi the Olam, you don't need a bencher. If you have a mistake, someone will correct you. But when you're benching yourself, but I don't know if it's a minig. People, when they bench themselves, they surely don't have mistakes. You ask him to moitzi the Olam al-Amirche, he needs a siddur. But for 10 years already, he's doing al-Amirche. The terrorist is Lovewood, Kudasi, you know? Most of the words are there. He wants to fix it. So he makes a Kabbalah. This year, Birkas HaMazon ala Michi from a bench. But it's always also davening with us. He knows. No problem. Tomorrow he goes into a restaurant, he finishes the eat, no benches, no? Kabbalah is all. He makes the Kabbalah, no, no, no. I'm a Kabbal that if in the room that I am is a bencher, I will ask for the bencher. Doesn't make a... Will never be... Not only that, what will be a lot of times, I'll eat mezonos and I forget. So I will get up after it and I will open the bench and I will look in the lamichi and I will close it. This will be the knas. Not $10 here, $5 there, pounds. Yeah. A person has to be a chacham. To speak in the language of the Yitzhak. This is the avodah sayoy. One guy can think, he'll have a lamichi in his pocket. If it's practical. Yeah. Some people don't have jackets during the week. What's going to talk? So he has to know the mitzvahs. He goes to the restaurant, yeah, and he leaves the Jewish things and goes like a goy without a hat and jacket. Yeshiva Bochan goes in the street without a hat and jacket is a goy. It's mamash as a goy. Yeshiva Bochan is not allowed to go in the street without a hat and jacket. It's a double push. As the Balei, the person is very hard for him to recover with Rosh Hashanah. And this is what he does. So we have such a way. How you fix it? Yeah. So first thing, mekabel, never to die without a hat and jacket. Yeah, I will cap without a jacket. The guy thinks he will choke already now. He's already getting hot on it from the idea. So he says, Shachis, Milchemayim, I will have a jacket. When I leave Geula, I will have a hat and jacket. When I leave 5 miles from where I'm staying. Every person, the chokhmah is not to say, oh, this is wrong, I can't do it, it's not the gear. Try to make up what you could do. This is the chokhmah of the Kabbalists. Number one, a person feels Shabbos is very schwach. I said in the Aloha Shir, so I'm getting out of here. You know, if someone puts on a light and a mistake in Shabbos, it's Chayim Kol. Kol is a couple $1,000 for being a big cow. What I could do, I woke up, I forgot the Shabbos. I forgot, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. What Hashem wants me? I'm always forgot, I wish it was Sunday. Chutzah, Sunday and Shabbos look the same for some people, yeah? I'm sure it's Sunday. So I said, why? I don't know. You fell once from your bed? You rolled off your bed once? Why no one falls off the bed? Every people are there at least 8 hours by night, yeah? Some people are 15 hours by night and 5 hours by day, yeah? But why for so much time you never rolled off the bed? And but don't say because you're used to your bed. You go to a new bed, smaller, you also don't fall. You go to a huge bed, you also roll till the end, but you don't fall. A new bed, you never met that bed. For the first time, sleep on a couch somewhere, you never roll off. What is the pshat? So what do they say? In the back of your head, you know. Yeah, as one as that, you take a little baby that doesn't have seichel, he rolls off the bed. And the age that he has seichel, he doesn't roll. How he knows? Is, it's in the back of the head that a person cannot fall, so he doesn't fall. Hashem wants Shabbos to be in the back of the head. A person is in a very deep sleep, but from the bed he doesn't fall. And even if he doesn't know that he went to sleep, yeah, and he fell on a mistake to sleep, and they picked him and they put him in the bed, he also doesn't fall. Not like he plans before he's going to sleep and don't fall, yeah? He can fall on the table, and people will pick him up, put him in the bed, he doesn't roll to the floor. He doesn't fall. Hashem wants Shabbos to be in the blood of Zel Bazaar. You don't put on the light in Shabbos. How I remember? How the person remember not to fall to bed? This is what Hashem wants. So the person feels a weakness, Shabbos, it doesn't go. Yeah, I'll look at the time, I'll be Shabbos, 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 Kitzvah, Shabbos, English one, Hebrew one, Russian one. It doesn't happen. So that's the Moshe person is Mekabel HaKabbalah. So there's different ways to Mekabel. How a person becomes the Shabbos would be different. So there's one way I say, a person is becomes before Shabbos, a half an hour before Shabbos is ready. He's not doing no melacha. No melacha. Half an hour before Lagas Neiris, for Choshev Melacha. No melacha means, even if you didn't take shower this week, it's no shower. It's no shower. Not like these people that jump out of the shower, yeah, in the last minute. A minute after the last minute, we say, yeah? A half an hour before Adlokas Neis, no melocha. You're in the middle of a car to drive somewhere, you stop, you stay in the desert. For the whole Shabbos. I'll tell you, the Yitzchak is very smart. What he does. I remember one Shabbos, one year I was Mekabel Yom Kippur. A half an hour before Adlokas Neis, this is it. No melocha. No shower, garnished. So Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So after that comes Sukkot. So I took my kids to Shana Rabbe to the Kaisel. Before I was scared to go up. I looked to break it. So Shana Rabbe, I'm one of Shach. It breaks it, it doesn't make a difference. I showed the law. So I went to my kids. Afternoon, make the story short. I look at my time. It's half an hour before Hadlakas Neres. We had the tender waiting. I told my kids, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's really Simchas Torah. You go to the tender, you pay, I will walk home. So I walked home, I arrived for Simchas Torah. From then, that year, I never had a heart. The Yitzhahara wanted to break me the first time. And this is what we'll do to you. You'll be Mekabel Ma'ariv. The first Ma'ariv will not work. The second Ma'ariv will not work. This happens every time. Because Mekabel, I will learn every day half an hour for this year. The first 4 days, it's a home to make sure that you'll be busy in Sukkot. Share the Kabbalah is over. A person has to be smart how to fight the Yitzhahara. How to win the Yitzhahara. The Moshe, Rabach wants, we spoke now on lower Rabach. We're going to get this at the Hecher Rabach. The guy wants to fix the learning. He feels, it's not that. Since the Kabbalah was on this year, will not pass a year without, a day without a half an hour of learning. I said, half an hour earlier, I said, it doesn't include Suki, the Zimre, Parsha sheets, and these Achim, yeah? It means literally, Kepshuta, Gemara, yeah? Nish, Zogin, Tehillim, and Nish, Tzadarayim. Sitting and learning. So, a person's Makabala, half an hour? Now, a person knows, when I said, that the days in between Rosh Yom Kippur and Suki, he never manages to learn. He knows, it's not the Maisa. So he's Makabala right away, but from Suki, he will start to learn half an hour. I'll go weiter. Love is talking to a person is mekabel to daven in a minyan. I think it's a good aid. Ma'ariv. He knows that ma'ariv is too much for him. He's such a low bacher, he can't. 3 times a week he will daven ma'ariv in a minyan. A person has to find things that he can emotion. Some people, love is talking to Shmira Sinai. No, I'll be tzaddik. Tzaddik, what's coming to me? So I'm not me, it's a horror that doesn't have no sense. And no, I've won it. Alt dimien, shalahoyer vele nivro. But it's a horror, macht ihr that bochum a sugar. Everyone doesn't want to fall in it. So a person can say, okay, I'll be good this year. So it's not my sake. Well, everybody's saying it for 10 years. But Lama Zagan, he knows, he goes to eat by places. That sometimes they have also single people, Lama Zagan. He eats someone and there's a different kind of single people there. And he knows, he could make Kabbalah Kabbalah. If I hear that it's a single person, I leave the meal. Even if I don't know what to eat. This is my Kabbalah. But some people, that's a Bichlal not to get to the problem. Not dear they fall and dear the Bichlal don't talk. I'm just giving you an example. This can be Kabbalah. It's not a problem. It's a Kabbalah. I say, Alamo was a Maisa in Novaldok. I'm Eliko from the Altum in Novaldok. So they say, oh, a Maisa that was. Personally, he was called Nisim Rezhanka. And he was a bacher, and he was invited to eat by a family, you know. And every time, you know, then they didn't have what to eat. But that family were more modern, you know, the Yitzhahara was dancing on the table in his arm. And every time that he was there, he was in the Kabbalah, more I don't know there. And then a couple of weeks, he was hungry, and the cousins, they called him, and his cousins, and his family. And after he would eat, he knows his madrigas and muchis would go down. Next time, he doesn't do it. And again, he felt, okay, he decided he has to do something. Okay. He went, he knew he's invited, he couldn't hold himself. He liked the hunger, the food, he liked the Yitzhahara. But he says he's doing something to cut the Yitzhahara. At the end of the meal, he asked if he could get a cup of tea. He said, okay. So they gave him a cup of tea. He asked if he could take it with him to the yeshiva. He said, okay. He got up. He opened his pants and he poured it into the packet. From then they never invited him. So he cut the Yitzhahara. A person has to be a chacham. A person has to be a chacham. If he knows that this is his weakness, so he doesn't go. A person knows if he goes to eat in a hotel, he has a weakness. So he doesn't go invited to these places. He doesn't go. So a person, Ramazan, Siddur Machle, Baruch Hashem today, I think most people already know. I remember years ago, it was a Machle, people had phones. Yeah, they like to play with the phones. I don't know, I remember when I was a bacher, it was a snake and everyone was running after, yeah? I don't know if it exists anymore or not. But then people just ran after, back and forth, yeah? They tried to catch his tail, like a chab. Shooting him, I said, this was the Mishugas, I don't know what is it's all in your days. This is it's all in my days. Yeah? The mom should waste his time, no one has a shot. A guy has an illness, he plays on the phone. Can't they anyway not allowed to have such a phone, yeah? I think Rabbi Yashi said that because Kishbo is not Mekabal Tfilis, a person that has not a kosher phone. He davens and Hashem will not be Mekabal Tfilis, the Bochum doesn't have. I also daven. A person doesn't want to listen to the Gedolim, Hashem doesn't have to listen to him. It's not fear that Hashem will Mekabal Tfilis. I think it's not fear for us. We're listening to the Gedolim and he's not, and Hashem will listen. We daven Hashem, please don't listen to them. Listen to the other part of Klal Yisrael. I think this is the psychic in Kibbutz, we daven such a Tfilis. All the Gedolim daven. Hashem don't be Mekabal Tfilis to people that don't listen to the Gedolim. I went to buy my kosher phone. I love him, Kippur. In the morning. I was skipping my tefillah from Avim Yiskabel. I went to Avim Kippur to buy it. I went to buy a kosher before. So you could fix it yet. I said, not a chiv to have a kosher. I'm saying, chiv not to have a kosher. But I'm not going out to the my head to England. Yeah? I'm not going into this chiv. Person knows he has an illness. He plays on his phone. I'm saying it in a nice way. Everyone can add to his problems and his faults. It's not a mice. So one thing, he doesn't take it with him to yeshiva. So click the ball, at least. Can't be Spanish, no one plays. But if you go to the bathroom to play for half an hour. Yeah? So, a person is Kabbalah, he doesn't take it with him to be Spanish. He knows this Kabbalah he could be aimed. More than that, he could make kabbal the afternoon also. Like this is what happens, he comes to the dirah, he uses it for half an hour, he doesn't sleep, he starts for a second seder. I don't touch it during the day, even messages I don't. If I need to check the messages, I'll call from a yeshiva on my phone and I'll check the messages. But I'll not check my phone. This could be mekabel. The chokhmah is to be mekabel what you could, I will not use not a kosher phone. He's not holding there. He needs a camera, he needs all the knowledge, he needs a not kosher phone. He's not holding a mekabel on not to have. Oh, but you can mekabel what you could hold. You can be mekabel. I will only hold the phone by night. And another person was mekabel, he will only charge his phone once a week. So mainly he has to limit the time that he's using it. Everyone and his problems. I want to go back. Chatzkel said the Yitzhak Hore has two. First, he comes before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He doesn't let you to Mekabel Kabbalas. Makes you busy, don't Mekabel Kabbalas. When he chatzkel, he went to a good shmuz, a good vav, and he started Mekabel. The Yitzhak Hore changes his picture. He comes with a big white beard. Avada, be Mekabel, Ma'ariv, Shabbos, phones, jackets, Likas HaMozen. I'm more various, I just want something, yeah? Books, sneers, v'chule. That you finish the davening, you have a bag of 500 kabbalas. Like, some people, after Rosh Hashanah, before they go to sleep, they have like two piles of books near them, yeah? Two halachos of Chofetz Chaim, three halachos of Chofetz Chaim, five halachos from this, seven halachos from that, eight from that. I'm not against that. But a person that's not a Moshe, the Kabbalah of Chofetz Chaim will live every day two halachos. It's the best kabbalah in the world. But some people already, this is like a part of the life. It doesn't change the Lashon Hara anymore. I'm not saying to start from a Kabbalah, but they have to do a different Kabbalah. No, Chashat al Lashon Hara, two Kabbalahs, Manshah Shor, Chof Tzchai, right? Chashat al Lashon Hara, that's not because he's missing a Kabbalah something. He has to find the answer. Come on, so a person, animal speaks against, some people speak against Amir HaChomim, against. He's a Kabbalah this year, I don't speak against no one. No one. Even if someone is for sure wrong, I leave it to the Gedolim to speak against him. I don't speak against no one. He's a Ganef, that Bacher is a Ganef, I don't speak against. This year, I'm fixing. I'm not speaking against people. The bad people, good people, I don't hold from them, it's wrong that they're about him, it's wrong. This year, I don't speak against. It's also true. Father Chatzkel, the Yitzhak starts to pack. And he knows, from 100 Kabbalists, nothing will be left. The Avodah is to start to cut off the Kabbalists. Cut off. He said, Rav Shach once said, he was mekabel to bench with a bencher. And the whole Yom Kippur, he was working on the Kabbalah. Till Motzi Yom Kippur, he decided that the Kabbalah is only in his house, he's benching with a bencher. Because he knew this Kabbalah he could keep. The Chochmah is to minimize the Kabbalists. Smaller and smaller and smaller. You could be left with 5 Kabbalists, not more. Not more. You could make, I call it back in Kabbalists. Who's that? I will try. But the 5 Kabbalists that go around with the plane, they give out money. 5 Kabbalists. But these Kabbalists now, what 5 Kabbalists? I said, Lamasha, a guy that all of his life never missed a mile. So don't be mekabel with me, this was a shana, I'll die with a million, yeah? Chokhmah is to find little points that everyone knows where he falls. One guy falls on his phone. He knows that. One guy falls on his bed. One guy falls in books. Everyone knows where he falls. And he has to find little things and to cut them and to push them and to sharp till the amount that he knows that he could keep. And if you can't keep every day, 5 days, 4. But to be left with 5 Kabbalists, choik velo yav. And you'll see the Yitzhahore, in the minute that he sees that you're in the way, he says, this is not a Kabbalah for you, it's such a chashab. Mekabel more. This is what he needs, more than he knows. You know, he started the first parasha in the Torah, we know. The Isha, don't touch the tree. First, add. From that, he will get it. This is the Chokhmah of the Yitzhahore. If he can't get you, we have the Pasuk. Lo yisoysif ve lo yisinkha. Shem says, don't add in the Torah, but maybe you will have come to take off. So I said, we're holding before you in Kippur, I'm telling you, we have to mekabel. But it's Atzis HaYetzer also. Because this is what his plan is. First, he makes you not to be interested in being Kippur. And the minute that he sees you're interested, Reseisi. A Moshe, a Bacher that is not holding it to look like a Jewish person with a hat and jacket, yeah? He doesn't, he's not holding it. Moskim and Tom. Ruach v'chapir oven. So they told him, you know what? No, I heard a shmuz, I have a jacket. But he knows that this guy, you know, you'll keep afternoon, he will go without a half jacket, yeah? So then all his Kabbalists are over. This is the Chokhmah of the Yitzhahore. So don't try to touch it. Don't even try to fix this year. It's not negev to you, you're not holding there. You don't believe in it. So don't touch it. Try to find 5 points that could change you. And everyone has. You know, I say, Adam, well, if you would give me to tell everyone what he has, it would also be good. Sometimes people are not holding there. So you cut it, and you cut it, and you cut it. A guy, I'll give you Moshe. Some guys, Hashem gave them, it's a whole life, shmoozing. They like to shmooze. So maybe the learning doesn't go good, yeah. Every say there's a lot of shmoozing, a little bit learning. So next year I will not shmooze. So they go to Zohar, you know, Mekabel the first hour. That's not the Meister. So you know what he's Mekabel? He's allowed to schmooze with everyone around him, Chutzim and Chavusim. Some people forget that Mekabel not to schmooze to no one else, Chutzim and Chavusim. That's probably what kind of schmooze they are, yeah? Some guys schmooze to the Chavusim, some guys schmooze to everyone around. He had both, it's my Mekabel. So some people know, Shulte, it's Chavusim, he's schmooze, he's not. So he's Mekabel, not the Mekabel that he's Dibu for the first hour. But he's Mekabel in the first hour. He will not be shmuzik to his chavrus. If he has something to say, he remembers the episode he read somewhere, say it to the other guy. Then he remembers a joke, say it to the next guy. Then he remembers something stupid, say it to the next guy. Then you see something interesting in his message, you want to point to someone, tell someone else. Just not your chavrus. Now I can, but hours. You know what? Every Rosh Chodesh. The first hour every Rosh Chodesh. Now, I'm not saying it's in the Mekabel, some people will not change them, so there's no point to do it. Maybe once a week. The Chokhmah is, and this is the Avodah, it's such a long Avodah, doing tshuva. If a person doesn't, this is the mitzvah sayyim. Sometimes people look what to do during davening, you know, start to say, if you start to think practical how to fix, Yom Kippur is too short, the time flies through. And what's Yom Kippur? You sit down, you have the 5, you start already now to think. I'm doing every al-chet. You sure? I'm sure that this chet, I could take it, this Kabbalah will take it. Maybe this Kabbalah, maybe that Kabbalah. If a person does that, there's Hashem, and we come about Shuvah, and we deserve it.